The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
As I mentioned at the beginning, this question of the relationship of John and Jesus was a little bit of a struggle for the early church. John, like Jesus, had disciples. John, when Jesus went out to be baptized, was the star in terms of the people that were being attracted to follow him and to change their lives. Why is it that Jesus joined in this group to be baptized? After all, it is described in the other Gospels as a baptism of repentance. And yet Jesus would have nothing to repent from, because his dedication to the work and the will of the Father was total and entire, and more importantly, he was the divine Son of God. Divinity would make sin impossible for Jesus. So why is it that all three synoptic gospels give us this account? Well, I think there are a few reasons when we think about kind of the process that people went through to celebrate John's baptism. The first thing they did after listening to him, if they chose to be baptized, was to confess their sins. And then to that end, the baptism in the Jordan came as a concrete sign of their willingness to follow God. And so Jesus gives this profound example of one dedicated to completely following God. It is the baptism of Jesus, moreover, it is after that that his public ministry begins. And so in many instances, we could say that his mission of salvation, which sometimes we limit to the cross, really begins at this particular moment. Thirdly, by being baptized, we see the manifestation of the divine presence of God. In the baptism of Jesus, it becomes clear who Jesus is, because the Father says so. His Spirit comes upon Jesus. His voice proclaims that Jesus is the Son of God, and moreover, that the Father is pleased with the Son. And perhaps for the human Jesus, this serves as confirmation of his work and will. Lastly, in the area that I really want to focus on, Jesus gives us an example. How important it is that both we are baptized, but more importantly, that we recognize the vocation that comes from our baptism. When we talk about promoting vocations, we too often limit that to simply becoming a priest or a sister or a brother or a deacon. But really, when we talk about vocation, every single one of us has one. God has called every single one of us to do something for the kingdom, and more importantly, to be someone for the kingdom. What it means for us, we get a few hints. We get hints both in the first and second readings. The first reading, while often seen as a description of the Messiah, is also not a bad description of what the baptized should be about: bringing forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street, being the type of concrete example that people see without show and flash. And When we were baptized, just as we see in the first reading that the Spirit of God is upon his servant, so too, when we are baptized, the Spirit of God comes upon us. And the recognition of the Trinity seen in the baptism in the Jordan is a recognition that the Trinity is the relationship into which we are called. Father, Son, Spirit. Lastly, when we look at the second reading, we get a picture that this coming of Jesus was not a limited thing. It wasn't only for a select group. It was for everyone. It is why the church feels compelled to go and spread the gospel, particularly in places where it is not yet known. It is why we have this responsibility, because that's what Jesus told us to do. Teach the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you've paid careful attention, this Christmas season has been all about showing us the many ways that Jesus is God. Obviously, the miraculous events that surround his birth, which we celebrated at Christmas. The miraculous intervention of God in the lives of the Holy Family, which we celebrated on the feast named for the Holy Family. The recognition by those who were not Jewish of the powerful event that was the coming of Jesus we celebrated last week in the Epiphany. And this week, it is the baptism of Jesus where we see clearly who he is and what he is about. And traditionally, a third event, or another event, was added that helped us for the same reason, the manifestation, the visible nature of who it was that Jesus was in the world for us and for the people to whom he came to save. And that was the changing of water into wine at the feast, the wedding feast at Cana. Today, I would encourage you to think about your own baptism. To think about what it means to be baptized, and more importantly, what it means to be completely united with God in that comes from our baptism, like Jesus. He is the example for us of complete and total dedication to the work and the will of the Father. But that's what our baptism calls us to as well. Total dedication to the work and the will of the Father. What area of your life do you need to follow Jesus more completely? What's an aspect of your life where the changing, converting power of the Spirit has not yet taken hold of your soul, and there may be areas of sin? What is it that you need to do in order to understand your faith more fully and more completely? The Spirit of God is within you. And so you have all you need to begin to answer these questions.